Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kinney. We're talking about something today that I personally have a really hard time with, and maybe you do too. It's wasting time. And it seems like at the end of a busy workday for me, after battling traffic, I come home and I just barely have enough energy to make dinner and turn on the TV, and then I go to bed. And one of my family's New Year's goals is to try and use our time better. And instead of taking things away or telling ourselves that we can't do things in this new year, we are trying to add good things to our day, like reading more or going to work out or reconnecting with friends. And I've noticed that when I take the time to do these things, there really isn't that much time left for TV or social media scrolling, for example. President Henry B. Eyring gave an address at BYU way back in 1986 about how to use our time more wisely. And in speaking to the students, he said, quote, "The problem of using your time well is not a problem of the mind, but of the heart. It will only yield to a change in the very way we feel about time. The value of time must change for us, and then the way we think about it will change naturally and wisely," close quote. And to me, that means that if using time well is a matter of the heart, then it has everything to do with our personal desires, our personal values, which lead to creating our priorities for the day. Brigham Young also had something to say about this in 1877. He was talking to a group of saints, and he said, quote, "The property which we inherit from our Heavenly Father is our time, and the power to choose in the disposition of the same. It is capital far more precious than any lands or stocks or houses you will ever get. Spend it foolishly, and you will bankrupt yourself and cheapen the inheritance of those that follow you. Invest it wisely, and you will bless generations to come." Close quote. Now, I'm all for taking a much-needed break from the busyness of life or just taking a day or two to kind of detox from my schedule, but we all know that feeling of disappointment in ourselves when at the end of the day, we know that we could have done and should have done more, but we just chose not to. And I came across another article that talked about some common things that steal our time throughout the day and some solutions that we can apply so that that doesn't happen anymore. So number one, and something that I'm so guilty of, is social media. So there's definitely a time and a place to use this wisely, especially when you're sharing the gospel or connecting with friends or reading uplifting content. But this article that I was reading found that on average, people spend 42 minutes a day on Facebook, 34 minutes on Tumblr, and 21 minutes on Pinterest. And those are just a few of the social media sites we regularly visit. That excludes Instagram and Snapchat, which are huge time wasters as well. So the solution that they suggested is to limit yourself to checking these sites just once a day, or if you can do it, once a week. And set yourself a limit for each site. Sometimes even setting a timer can help. So something that I've tried to do that a friend suggested to me is to only look at these sites after 9 a.m. and before 9 p.m. So that gives yourself a 12-hour window to kind of check in, see what's going on in the world, and then you can really focus on different things after 9 p.m., calming down, getting ready for bed, and in the morning, spending your time more wisely doing other things. The second thing that the article suggested we can be spending less time on is personal grooming. And some people, like my husband, can spend just a few minutes getting ready in the morning, and then they're out the door and they look just great. But if left to my own devices, I could definitely spend a good hour picking out my outfit and doing my hair and makeup. So it's recommended that you lay out your outfit the night before and set a timer in the morning for each stage of your activities that help you get ready and finish on time to start your day. The third thing they mentioned is TV. And I mentioned watching TV before, how that's kind of a weakness of mine, and it's a way that I like to de-stress at the end of the day. But on average, the article said that people spend about 1/8 of their day in front of the big screen, which can add up to about 21 hours a week. That's almost a day spent watching TV. So the solution is really to just be mindful about it. If there's a show that you regularly watch, turn the TV on when it starts, and when the end credits start scrolling, turn it right off. Don't let yourself mindlessly surf channels before or after your favorite shows. And then the last thing they suggested that wastes our time is actually multitasking. Surprisingly enough, doing multiple things at once in an effort to save time and be more productive can actually do just the opposite. Researchers say that constantly switching between tasks or doing them at the same time as each other can lead to a 40% decrease in effective workflow. As with TV watching, the best thing to really do here is to focus on one thing at a time for at least 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break before switching to the next task. Well, I hope you're able to pick up some good tips today. And we're going to close our episode with a quote from Sister Cheryl A. Esplin. And she said, "Service doesn't have to be big and grandiose to be meaningful and make a difference," close quote. And definitely one of the best ways that we can spend our time and not waste it is through serving. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.